Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And we're back.
We're back in the flesh, IRL.
We're back.
Carrie's overcome.
I'm Neg.
The vid.
Vid was hard.
Was it, Dole?
It was a rough week, Dole. Simon, my love is still in the throes.
Wow, love in the time of cholera.
It was this subvariant. It's a little bitch. So,
well, I told you to get the IV, Dole.
You did, Dole, but I was a little lazy.
They come to your house.
I know. I just like
you
truly
just couldn't even.
No, I couldn't
you
even.
You couldn't even like lift to
no,
press
I couldn't.
A button.
I truly couldn't.
Wow.
And I couldn't.
Damn,
I did not
did
want anyone in my presence. I like couldn't. I don't want to talk to anyone. I was sleeping hours a day. My naps were REM.
Love.
Deep coma REM.
Rest is important. It's also eclipse season right now, so that probably had a lot to do with being tired. That was, plus a COVID infection.
Yeah.
Forget it.
There was one night where I was Gwyneth with my chills.
Yeah,
but overall,
the chills are wild.
I'm glad to be back in Adam, and it feels nice. I'm driving today for the first time in over a week. It feels great.
Back
feels
in
good.
The studio, aka your
back
car.
Back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my, yeah, my mobile hype house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back here, which is also a hype house.
Yeah,
feels good. But I wanted to thank you for being flexible. I wanted to thank Mango my love Mango for nursing me and Simon through this difficult time. Dole,
dogs and cats and perhaps reptiles are very important when you've fallen under the weather.
Yes,
I was in a place of clutch with Tony the whole time I had COVID last year.
There was the night when I had chills and I was actually crying because it was so painful. Mango licked my eyes. What?
You really went through it.
It was, no, I'm not being dramatic. It was.
You had some drama.
I'm not like.
I believe you.
I'm not exaggerating.
Believe all COVID survivors.
I
believe you.
It was the chills were horrific.
They were crazy. That was one of the craziest symptoms I had too.
And I cried under the blankets and all of a sudden I heard a little and he came over and licked my tears.
He knew you needed him.
And I went, angel of mercy.
He said, what do I gotta do to make this gay stop wailing?
I need this gay to go to bed.
This gay need to lick.
But yeah, I'm glad to be antibodied up for our tour that's coming up. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited too. And
tour love.
Rockstar. I really hope that I don't get COVID in the next 2 weeks, but you know what?
I love that we're just biding. I'm like, well, I'm good to go until the next.
If you're vaccinated, you're good to go at this point.
Yeah.
Period.
It's on period.
And that's on period. Tony, I can't.
I need to talk about another crisis gripping our nation right now.
What?
Cara Delevingne. She is.
I got one look at her on that red carpet and I said, someone put a stop to this.
She is starting. She is literally terrorizing multiple red carpets. Meg Thee Stallion and her, I guess, are besties now.
That's cool.
I mean, that's cool. I love Meg. I'm sure if Meg thinks she's cool, then there must be something redeeming about her. But she's on the red carpet, laying on the ground, taking photos of her and Doja Cat, ooh, popping up from behind the step and repeat backdrops, sticking her tongue out.
Timberlake going, status. She's Justin Timberlake, but as a lesbian.
She's literally, every time I see her, she has her tongue out. And now I'm starting to think that, like a snake, she has to stick her tongue out to, like...
to smell.
To experience the world. But she is fully... Something is... I want the demons inside Kara need to name themselves.
I think it's called alcoholism.
It's either... or ketamine. But she's... No, she's, like... I think she's actually possessed.
In this day and age, I don't care who the fuck you are. If you're sporting an undercut, you're fired. You gotta go. You gotta go back to the hairdresser, do a full shave, and just don't do that. We're past the undercut era. The undercut is a signifier of deeper mental truths that will only reveal themselves over time until the point where you're 5150'd.
She's gotten buzzes before and she looks fabulous.
No, yeah, but obviously. The undercut?
Undercut
can't be doing that.
And a messy bun.
Lesbians, listen up. And also straight women.
But she is...
Any gays with long hair or straight men with long hair, because I know they do it too, and literally every day them out there. People across the entire gender spectrum, undercuts are done. We're not doing them anymore.
There was this one video at the Met Gala of Kara and Meg dancing, and Kara gets in her face one time and sticks her tongue out, and Meg literally puts her hand up and goes like that. But like, what is going on? She's literally on the floor of the red carpet going, and she's with Mayor Adams going, she's literally the Zelig of our time. Who, like, where has she not been? She's Forrest Gump. She's literally in every, there's going to be like Renaissance paintings where we'll look and in the background you see Cara Delevingne in the court going,
she's like that painting,
yes,
of Goya eating his son.
She's Saturn.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Goya painting of Saturn eating his son. And we collectively, humanity is the sun and she is Saturn.
But I want a full you know, and I like, I have always thought Kara was kind of iconic, like when she first came about and was partying with Rihanna, and there was a video of her walking into her flat at like 6 a.m. dropping a bag of coke in front of the Pops. I was like, this girl's cool.
Yeah, she's a rager.
She was a punk back then, and I loved her relationship with Ashley Benson.
Yeah, I really, that was like the best Kara era, and then now it's been all downhill since they broke up.
She's in a lesbian Tampa Bay spiral.
She's bringing Tampa energy.
She is.
To the U.S. And the craziest thing is that she's a Brit.
She
has no business Tampa-ing, but sometimes you get called to a place of Tampa and you cannot escape.
There's a part of me that kind of loves that she's like in this kind of weird, lurky, like Slenderman era. Like, she's the Babadook of Hollywood right now, and
she's Slender Lady,
and I kind of love that she's leaning into just being like a mess and like not caring about like
haunting every event.
She's just
is she doing though? Like, what does she work?
No,
wasn't she in that circus show?
Oh yeah, like Penny Dreadful or whatever,
some circus energy show. But isn't it still going?
I don't know.
Oh, someone give this girl a job so she can stop haunting every red carpet.
I think she's still like the face of like multiple brands. But so she's clearly...
Yeah, but that's like a 1-day, 3-day shoot. And then right. You have a lot... She's too much free time.
I mean, she has... I think she has enough money to be set for life at this point from all her modeling. But
well, she's also from like an insanely wealthy family.
Yeah, she's like an aristocrat. But she is just like... chilling and just, and Kara chilling is just going in the red carpet and sticking her tongue out. There's a video of her popping out behind as Meg the Stallion is posing, and her just going, and then she sees this woman basically shoos her away, and Kara goes, and pops back behind the step and repeat. I'm just like, my God.
I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. I want like a deep podcast about like what is going on with Cara Delevingne. Maybe I should do it.
Maybe you should. You're passionate. You're fired up.
I'm not fired up.
I think you could get to the bottom of things.
I'm doing it out of a place of respect for Cara because I do respect her, but I want her.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm worried.
It's babe behavior for sure.
Oh, she's in her most babe era yet with her yellow sunglasses and just on the floor taking photos of Doja Cat and some guy and just going, as she's taking the photos.
I'm really worried.
Tongue out energy.
She's so crazy. Love this girl. She's so crazy, but it's beyond and it's like demonic. It gets to a demonic point.
She's so crazy, is that energy? And then the gays have the tongue slightly sticking to the teeth, like when they smile. That's also, he's so crazy, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
For the gays, that needs to stop. That's also a crisis.
But tongue out, like pretty girl doing like ugly, like crazy face in photos is another genre. An undercut is a whole other genre.
What do you think Poppy has to say about all those?
I think Poppy is distancing herself. Pop Dog is just staying, as they call her, is just staying. She's not touching it.
She's kind of a
That's
babe,
not her
right?
scene.
Is Poppy a babe?
I think she's just, you know, being an aristocrat, going to events.
Her family's like basically like British royalty, right?
They're very like well connected, yeah. Like wealthy Brit vibes. I don't know how it works in Hamford upon Cheshire or whatever the fuck.
Speaking of wealthy Brits, James Corden revealed that he and Prince Harry's children have playdates. I just wanted to tell you that.
Why do you bring any James Corden updates to this podcast? It was like,
I have to keep you abreast.
I don't ever want to know.
Well, I need
the best news I've gotten all year is that he's retired.
Well, we don't know if that's good because that could be him and Ellen could be.
They're up to no good.
They could be
double toil and trouble. They say as they surround a cauldron in Bel Air, coming up with their next scheme.
I would love if Ellen and James just like morphed into one being and grew and became like a 9 foot tall lesbian.
They're like Pennywise. Collectively, their energy is Pennywise energy.
What is Ellen's next venture?
I think her next venture should just be retire, bitch. Like many people's.
She needs to just like, she's going to just like buy real estate in Westwood for the rest of her life.
In Westwood?
Yeah, she has multiple apartments in Westwood.
Wow. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to a crazy podcast that's like pretty big on Apple or whatever, but like what someone had recommended it to me because of all of our talk about Finchy. It's called Sympathy Pains, and it's about this girl named Sarah who has been starting since the day she could fucking talk.
Really?
She, so far, I'm only on like, I think episode 2 or 3. She has this web of people that she's lied to about like her entire life and creates these elaborate, like almost soap opera level health and personal life dramas and will like latch on to someone and become their like really close friend. And they'll be like there for her as she starts to go through things that kind of mirror experiences that they've had in their life. But she like,
so she's like a vampire,
but like beyond. She went to a camp that was for disabled kids mostly, or like disabled people, like a summer camp. She went there in a wheelchair pretending that she like could not do a single thing for herself, made friends with a camp counselor there, and then like continued that whole lie. And then the camp counselor found out like a year later that it was totally false when like her family's pastor like blew up her spot and they came to intervene on her at the summer camp and drove a van onto the campgrounds. And as soon as she saw the van, she got up out of her wheelchair, walked into the van and left. And whoa. Never like she became friends with this other girl at church and she claimed that she was pregnant and then having miscarriages and then pregnant again. And having miscarriages and like...
How old is this broad?
I don't know. She was like a registered nurse in Oklahoma City, I think, at one point. Oh, which shit. I'm like, but it's, I don't, they haven't gotten into like why, the why of it all. They're just kind of laying the groundwork for what right now. But she didn't, to my knowledge so far, it wasn't, she wasn't hitting people up for money. It was literally, she would just lie to people and want sympathy, I guess. But it's, I've never heard anything like it.
That's crazy. I wonder, while I'm definitely going to listen and I love the juice, I'm also like, if she didn't harm anyone, like, what is the point of blowing up just some clearly mentally
ill?
But
she kind of did, because like, she would tell, like, she would tell, like, she befriended, she worked as a counselor at a camp for like disabled kids,
right.
Or like teens or young adults, and maybe even adults. But she befriended this girl named Erin, and then they became really close. She said that she got Ebola and then had to get put into a coma. And then she was like, she pretended to be her little sister, Gabby. And then Gabby had conversations with Erin. And then she got out of the hospital from her Ebola coma and then would do three-way calls with Gabby and Erin. Then she told Erin, like, Gabby died. Gabby was also disabled and Erin was disabled. And then Gabby died. And so, and this girl, Erin, like, this woman, Sarah, had multiple people dying in her life that Erin believed were real. So Erin was then, like, grieving and thinking all these people that she was close to, or, like, Sarah would have, like, quadruplets and then name one of them after Erin, and then that one would like die. So she was telling people that like people were dying.
Okay, so she was like harming people's
mental health.
Yeah,
she's like fucking, she's like mind fucking them.
Fuck.
But like, what do you get out of that? It's a lot of work.
And like, she's preying on people that like actually have like
disabilities,
things
or
on
like,
their plate.
Yeah,
that like they don't need some fucking like able-bodied psycho like spreading misery and like spiritual harm
or things happening to them. Like this other girl that she met at church,
I love her getting up.
That's a great, imagine just seeing that. And
that's like the usual suspect.
Yeah, she had this other woman she met through church who became like a support system for her. Mm-hmm. And she, like, anytime you, like, wouldn't respond to a text or something, she'd start, like, freaking out and, like, over-text, and then an emergency would happen. And it was, like, you weren't there for me, like, during this moment. So she'd, like, as soon as you, like, kind of moved away, she'd lure you back in. And this woman had, like, a friend of the family who died and was supposed to sing at this person's funeral and miss the funeral so that she could, like, help Sarah deal with a
imaginary
emergency that wasn't even real. Like, it's that kind of shit where you're just like, what the fuck?
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it's a crazy podcast. It has literally so many ads. I'm like, can you not?
Yeah.
Like, for the love of God, so you're just having to skip, like,
I can't
a bunch of
that.
Time. Well, you can handle it. You just gotta do the 15-second thing.
Okay.
Just gotta push, use your little fingy.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it is the season of the scammer continues.
Female scammers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I also just need to reiterate just how fucking good The Staircase is. And like,
yeah,
the most recent episode, like, it just, every episode blows me the fuck away. And
they're fucking going there.
They are going there. And this director, I need you to, he's so good. Antonio Campos.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about his first movie, right?
What was it?
After School.
Oh, yeah.
That, you have to watch it, because there's so many like parallels between that and the way he does The Staircase. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know.
What are his other movies? He's done other stuff.
He has. I think that was not a lot, though. That he's so talented, and I hope he wins every award.
After School.
As Ezra Miller.
I think was at the Cannes Film Festival the year that I went there. And I remember it being like a big deal.
It really freaked me out.
Ezra Miller is still starting.
They're still starting. They're apparently.
They said they filmed their arrest for NFT purposes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, work. That's actually pretty smart.
They apparently had Nerf gun bullets, and they, like, when they were arrested, they had like a Nerf gun on their person.
Why are we just like, why is everyone just letting them do whatever?
Because they're famous.
So they go to jail over and over, yeah, and then they can bail themselves out and then just do it again. And yeah, you just keep doing like your hijinks.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, of all places.
Yeah.
Are they working in Hawaii right now?
I don't know.
Or just hanging and getting arrested?
I think they're just chilling and getting assaulting.
Is this drug related?
I'm sure they're, I think they,
drug and alcohol related?
I think that plus seems like they have some kind of mental illness. But they're also like, I mean, I we talked about this. There's a literal video of them body checking a woman to the ground and putting them in a chokehold.
Martha Marcy May Marlene.
No, that was Sean.
Oh, he was a producer.
Similar kind of style. But After School is fucked up.
The Sinner. Oh, my God. Hell yes. Oh, I'm a sinner head through and through. My girl, Jessica Biel.
I watched Candy.
How is it?
It's great.
Really?
She Jessica Biel is a really good actor. She like completely disappears into this role, and I forgot it was Biel.
Okay, I love that.
The only time I didn't like, though, was when, I mean, it's not a spoiler because people are talking about it, but JT makes a cameo.
Of course he does.
And I'm like, can you just let her have something?
No, absolutely not.
You're bringing her down.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, that show, that story.
Oh, Christine. The movie with Rebecca Hall. That's on my C list, but I really have to be in a specific mental place for that. Well, I am an Antonio Campos stan through and through.
I started watching the original Staircase because I hadn't seen it and I had to turn it off.
You hadn't seen it?
No.
Where have you been?
I tried watching it a few years ago and I was scared, so I turned it off. But I have to say, those kids, they need a lot of Clearasil.
Oh, no.
What?
Antonio Campos is... Oh, producer. Okay.
Of what?
Announces the producer of The First Omen. Like an Omen reboot.
Ooh.
Ooh, but also...
If
like,
they do it right.
It could slay, but like...
That remake was...
Name like one remake of a horror movie...
Suspiria.
Besides that, that's been even approaching...
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, but that was in 2004, doll.
Wow, doll.
I'm just saying... I have nothing but side eye energy for horror remake.
Here's how you do Suspiria is I think the blueprint for how you do a reboot or remake is you just make it completely its own thing.
Yeah.
If you do like a literal like
a fire starter, which I'm like, I'm ready to drop kick everyone involved in
that movie. Fucking sucks.
Did you see it?
Yes.
You're busy watching everything except the most important thing, which is the Staircase documentary.
That movie, I love the original Firestarter.
Drew.
But Zach, it wasn't the fault of the actors. It was whoever made that movie needs to be, it was bad.
I can't engage for my own mental health and like ability to function on a day-to-day basis. Watching Firestarter would take me back like pre-medicated Lara. So I just got to protect and move on with my life and pretend it's not happening.
Well, I just to say it was shocking. And there's literally a line where a woman goes, please don't kill me. My name is Gail. The little girl in it needs to be barred from acting.
I'm in a perpetual state of shock at the state of like Hollywood movies these days.
And Zach's face.
Is Zac Efron in it?
Yes, he's the dad.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
The woman who plays the mom is good, Sydney Lemon. But everyone else needs...
No, absolutely not.
Watch the original. That's a good horror movie.
Yeah. I was so happy that Bling Empire was back.
Oh, I have to watch it.
Oh my God. I started watching it yesterday and it is a show sent from the gods and they've gone even like bigger and better. And all I ever want to see is like egregious levels of wealth represented.
How's my girl?
All the girlies are doing fabulous. I'm proud to report. Yeah.
New face?
No. Same face, different hair.
Who's the main one?
Christine.
Ugh.
Yeah, the queen.
Love her.
Couture queen.
She should be on Beverly Hills.
No, they don't deserve her.
That's true.
I'm sorry, Beverly Hills. I really have a feeling that this season, like, I wish that I was excited about it, but truth be told, I'll tell it to you on Midwives. I'm not excited. I think it's going to be flop energy, and I'm kind of sad to be along for that ride.
Well, let's get into the queens who never disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
Midwives!
My father!
That's my daughter!
That's my daughter!
Everyone in this world, and they do it on The Real Housewives of New Jersey too, they just like say each other's familial titles.
Relationships. Yeah.
That's my sister. That's my daughter.
That's my daughter. Brother. That's my husband.
That's my son.
That's my brother.
That's my aunt.
It's a very like East Coast Italian American thing to do.
Oh, also the new 90 Day Fiancé season is fucking wild.
Really? Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I'm just a depressed doll, I have to say, by Beverly Hills. Like, it's not, the wealth is not over the top. Where's the wealth? Truly, where is it? I'm asking. Where?
Don't look at me.
You can't show me something like Bling Empire.
Don't look at me, I have COVID brain.
You can't show me something like Bling Empire, which brings truly, like.
Yeah.
And you can't look at some, like, Kardashians and Bling Empire, and even I would argue Selling Sunset is bringing, like,
to the gods.
Yeah, wealth to the gods, wealth for your life. And, like, I crave that. I crave the candy sparkle.
You crave escapism.
Absolute escapism of, like, corruptive,
yeah,
unreal levels of wealth.
Like, I crave Anna just casually on Bling Empire bringing that other cast member to Paris, mm-hmm, for no reason. Just, hey, do you want to go to Paris right now? Sure. We'll fly first class to Paris.
Yeah.
To go shopping and then come back.
I crave, like...
I crave that.
Yeah. I crave private jets.
Was that a... Did they take a private jet?
Christine is taking one. She's in Paris for Couture Week. Like, that's what I crave. I crave people who go on shopping sprees at Couture Week and are spending $500,000 on just one season's worth of looks.
How's Kevin?
Incredible.
Love him.
Love him. Like,
he's cast in a new movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that the main guy? The model. Hot model guy?
He's not rich, but like his friends are the ruin.
Oh, yeah. He's whatever. He's not the reason I watch.
No.
Who's the guy that's the like the gay?
Oh.
He's everything to me.
His face.
Will he take on a girl who's financially independent, but can't ball out, but like wants to be friends with the crew?
Yeah. Are there any new people?
Yeah.
Who?
There's a new woman. Fuck, what's her name? I want to say it's like Marie or something like that. Or like, there's a new woman who's friends with Christine and Anna and all of them, and she throws a party. I think it's just a party to have a party with her husband. And they are, it's insane.
Like Gatsby shit?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they're fucking beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And that's, give me that.
Or give me death.
Or give me death. Or give me the dread. Give me that or give me Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, like, give me that
I only sit in those two. I'm a binary ass bitch when it comes to that. And if you're just fucking with like a house in Encino with like a neon sign on the wall and you have a pool, sorry, doll. That's not going to cut it anymore.
Give me Stratosphere or give me Vertical Blinds.
Yeah. Give me wealth that has bunkers and like, the kind of wealth that will like outlast a fucking
nuclear war
or
light me on fire
or vertical blinds and like low grade alcoholism and drug addiction
or the clacking of vertical blinds in a
air conditionless apartment where you can only turn on the AC unit or the microwave, but you can't have both.
Anyway, doll.
Now Staten Island.
I still don't know what season it is. Renee leaves the courthouse. She looks amazing in all black. Her dad has just had like an arraignment hearing or something.
Yeah, he had a hearing that she had to show up to. Didn't have to, but chose to show up to.
She said everyone in the courtroom, including family members and longtime friends, turned their backs physically to her when she walked in.
She calls Big Ange right afterwards. She goes, hi, Angela. She's like, Angela's like, how was it? She goes, it was pretty disgusting. People turned away from me, but my father looked at me and said, that's my daughter.
She goes, my father came in and he had to use a cane and he couldn't hear. I was like, classic. He's pulling the old stops.
Harvey Weinstein.
And she goes, but he turned to me at one point, even amidst everyone turning their backs to me. And he turned to me and he said, that's my daughter. And I knew that he knew that I was there to support him. And that's all that matters to me. And I'm like, literally, you can't. That's everything Renee needed was in that moment.
Court dates are the mob wives' love language.
Court dates, showing up to the Brooklyn courthouse, which I've walked by many a time.
Arrests. Any sort of confrontation with the feds involving a loved one is a chance for their love language to be explored.
Junior, I love, but, you know, typical Renee being punished for the sins of a man.
Mm-hmm.
But she's holding, true.
She's never looked better. Honestly, she is so decked out in fur, cheekbones to the gods. Buckle fat removed.
Non-existent.
Brows lifted. Cheeks
skin
filled.
Microderm.
Chin pointy. Hair straight. Fur on.
Heels
clicking.
Green.
Yeah, like she's fucking slaying down the street in his little boots and just talking to Big Ange on the phone. And she's finally gotten her father's seal of approval. They literally have not seen each other, nor have they talked this entire time until the court date when he said, "That's my daughter."
She's clickety clacketing.
Yeah.
In her little
down the lane.
Mm-hmm. And Big Ange goes, "Well," she goes, "you just have to remember that you didn't do anything. This is all Junior."
Mm-hmm.
Ange goes to get a face consultation. And she goes, she just walks in and she goes, "I want that. I want that."
She can't wait to do this.
She's with Janine.
I have to say this out of complete love because I think Ange is a gorgeous woman.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like Jar Jar Binks.
Is it when her hair is pulled back, too.
This Russian / German woman?
A doctor. Which I was like, okay, work. Like, this doctor seems to know what she's talking about. And I trust Janine to take Ange to, like, a good
Janine has the good
place.
Shit.
Yeah. Ange goes, "I want to get a little Botox. Get it from my forehead, my eyes. Get from here, some here." Like, she's going all in on a Botox journey.
She goes, "Hit me with your best shot, doc."
She says she's never gotten Botox before. Which I was like, really?
Maybe she's just been stretched and plumped.
So I think also a bunch of this was actually filler that she was getting. Because I don't think I am 99.999999% sure that you don't put Botox in your cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me, doll.
I think it's filler. She goes, "It hurts so bad." I mean, Botox doesn't hurt unless it's... Sometimes I've had it where the, like, nurse's assistant or whatever prepared the vial with like a saline solution instead of like a water, and it really burned when it was going in, and I was like, oh my fucking god. But then we realized that it was like mixed with the wrong thing, or like the thing that makes it burn, so maybe that's what happened to her. But also, filler hurts, I would say, more than Botox.
I also think Ange doesn't like
any pain
doctors.
Yeah.
I think needles, and I think she's has a fear of it because she has, you know, a nebulous sense of doom.
She goes,
"She's killing me. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack."
Oh.
And she gets her cheeks plumped up and then takes a breath and she goes, "I want more. I want more." And then the doctor goes, "Well, I think less is more, as we usually say. It's a subtle shift." And she is,
"Fill her up."
And then just puts her head back and will not take no for an answer, which I love.
It's literally Goldie Hawn in the First Wives Club.
Yeah.
Literally says, "Fill her up."
She wants what she wants, and she wants to be filled.
Morning, Muhammad.
Morning, Marvin.
Drita gets a golden doodle named Lucky, who's like a pound.
Cute.
And she calls Lee to break the news because Lee doesn't want any pooches in the house. And he goes, 1.3 pounds? That's not a dog.
He goes, "What is it, boy or girl?" She goes, "A girl. You know, in this house, we're all about girls."
And he goes, "Just what I need."
So he says that he's moving to the Brooklyn jail.
The penitentiary.
Which means he'll be right over the bridge.
Which means he'll be sharing a cell with Keith
Raniere.
Yeah,
he'll be keeping the cell warm before Keith comes in to take over. So Drita's psyched because that's great news. She can take the girls there to visit him regularly, and he's basically like he's living at home again.
Aaliyah is very depressed,
mm-hmm.
which makes me sad to hear because I think she makes me sad.
Yeah.
Drita meets Nick and Jason at Bad Boy Records. So Drita is going, has been asked to star in a French Montana music video where she plays a la The Town, like a nun disguised woman driving the getaway van for a bank robbery, which is very fitting.
Mm-hmm. Did Khloe Kardashian date French Montana?
Yeah. Not like well before, after this happened.
But. Yeah, but he seemed, maybe he has like a thing for reality.
Yeah.
Girls.
Drita was like, Drita's like, oh, I'm so excited. I love her giddiness and genuine gratitude over being asked to be in this video.
She's like a true professional.
Yeah.
Also, she's like, they're like, we are curious if you will rap a verse and then give it to us. And if it's good, we'll think about putting it in the song or like on a remix or something. She goes, okay, well, first of all, I've been rapping since the day I was speaking. And I was like, really?
She has.
I was truly doubting, because when any housewife attempts a single, you know you're going to get just bottom of the barrel.
Not Drita.
And Drita will get there, but she fucking served.
Well, Drita's just been, you know, she's like, she has grown up doing, like, she's been rapping since she was a kid. Like, she knows what she's doing.
She's been on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is her life. I'm obsessed that they saw her and follow Mob Wives and are like, so that's so savvy, I feel like, on their part.
It is.
Of being like, let's put this woman in our video. It'd be dope.
She goes, Nick and I have known each other since the club days.
She goes, we met at the club. We really hit it off, became friends. I was like, do I need to start going to the club? Like,
you might.
I might need to.
You need
Drita's
to
meet. Whole journey in this episode was so inspiring to
yeah.
me.
Big Ann's just chugging wine while getting hair extensions. And I love the woman giving her her hair extensions. She's just like, yeah.
She's my favorite person, like side character of the season so far.
Big Ann's, as she's getting her hair extensions, she goes, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend with lots of money. And then the hairdresser goes, well, how's your husband?
She goes, where's your husband right now? And she goes, Neil is staying with his mother for a while. He goes to bar after bar after bar, and I'm not into that.
Big Ange basically says, like, she started dating a guy when she was 18, and then got married to him. He was, like, in his late 30s.
Yeah.
He turned out to be a flop. So then she dated a string of wise guys, and now she decided with Neil, she thought, well, why don't, she goes, why don't I go for a nice city worker, because I'll get a pension.
Yeah, she wants a pension and good health insurance. That's why she married him.
And he's a sanitation worker.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she gets more into this in her book, Neil is an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're on a break right now, is because he like wouldn't stop drinking, but then he did eventually like clean up and get sober for her.
Yeah, he was with her when she left.
He goes to bar after bar after bar, and I'm not into that. And the girl goes, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, me neither. And then he goes,
it's like having another child.
She goes, all you need is one little martini after dinner. That's all I'm good for.
The girl goes, that's important. So now you guys are trying to rekindle.
She reminds me of the receptionist in Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's so agreeable, but also she's invested and makes good small talk. And like, I just love her.
It's ASMR to me to watch someone get hair extensions put in.
Yeah. It's any beauty thing that anyone does is ASMR to me, but like not necessarily like beauty vloggers like on YouTube. I want like a crew filming someone getting a treatment or like hair or glam or something.
There was a scene in the Lindsay Ohn series where she gets like $12,000 hair extensions put in, and I like have returned to the clip many times because it's very soothing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just smoking cigs while getting.
There's something really nice about looking at a photo of someone, even looking at photos like of models backstage and stuff, like getting tended to while and they're like reading or they're on their phone or smoking a cig or drinking. Like, I love it. Ange goes, I've never had a problem getting dates and I never will.
She doesn't.
She doesn't and she didn't.
Karen is going in on a spa in the city called Luminique, and they're kind of making her like the sort of face of the brand. And it's has 2 weeks till its opening and it's a shit show.
I'm really unclear on the business.
It's a front.
Elements of Luminique.
It seems like a front.
Okay, so she goes, I'm getting back into the spa business because that's really important to me. So then this doctor is saying, you be in charge of the med spa element. So it's like she'd be, I guess he would do the heavy lifting. I don't know if he does plastic surgery as well as like injections or whatever, but I guess like Karen would be programming their treatments and being in charge of the lasers they need to get. And like, but I'm also like, was this, what was she really like at this level of spying in Arizona?
I think she owned like a franchise of
med spas. She knows what she's doing.
I think she probably does, but
I mean,
she's...
I wasn't impressed by Spa Night.
No. But also, I mean, maybe just because I'm watching it through the lenses of the what the show is succeeding and doing is making me feel like everything's sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
But it did seem, I was like, what is this? She's just randomly being asked to join the Luminique family.
Yeah, like after, like, there was no lead up for this. And suddenly she's just in charge of a spa, half of a spa. She then goes out to some barrel-filled location with Renee and Ramona, and they eat charcuterie, and she says she wants to partner with them on the spa. But I was like, is she asking them to invest money in this?
I don't know. I think she's basically, yeah, they're in like a literal warehouse. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but she basically
like
is
like the
back
of a Home Depot.
There's an opening coming up for the spa, and she basically, I think what she means is like, will you help me with the opening
for free?
For free.
And she's calling it a partnership.
No.
She keeps going to partnership and family. And I was like, this is not, this is just asking a favor from friends.
Because she's
she goes
lazy.
Would you like to partner with me on this opening? And they're like, yes. And she's like, okay. So Ramona, I need you to call the lasers and like make sure the lasers all like get there when they're supposed to. And Renee, I'm going to need you to do be in charge of the gift baskets because I just got too much on my plates. And then she goes to partnership and family. And I was like, this
also
isn't partnership.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you doing then?
What are you doing?
I have questions.
I have a lot of questions. And like, basically, you're just like, you're too lazy to like do what the doctor asked you to be in charge of, so you're pawning it off to...
I don't trust Ramona to like know what the fuck is going on with a like $75,000 laser machine.
Also, newsflash, neither of them come through with it.
Yeah, also like this is not a partnership.
No.
Like, let's just call it what it is. It's like, I want you to just, will you do this for me? Will you do me a solid is a better way of, and then she's like, to favors and family would be a better way of putting this. That's not partner. She keeps calling it, even later at the party, she goes, and to my partners, Renee and Ramona. And I was like, they're, does Dr. Fiorello know that they've partnered with
you? No. Also, she brought them to this warehouse as like, this is a gift. Although that charcuterie looked
that weird. I was like, give me some of that. Yeah.
Drita goes to her friend's studio from the club days and she records a rap verse.
She goes, I've been rapping ever since the day I was walking, but I'd never been in the stew before. And I was like, okay, like, we'll see. And then she rapped, like, when she laid down her final, I had...
Me too.
Full body chills.
I just said me too.
Me too.
She has some great lyrics. She says, I'm no golfer, but I'm known to keep a lot of clubs. She says, all you crickets keep chirping. And I was like, I have goosebumps.
I was drooling. I rewound and watched it all the way through again. It gave me life.
And the guy, her friend, who's is like his, he's even, you can see him. He's like, damn.
She's got bars.
She's really good at rapping. Wait till yeah.
Later on, this is just the beginning of her rap legacy.
She's a good rapper.
I'm dead. I wrote work, bitch.
She's like a New York queen.
What can't she do? She's like the real deal.
She can't find her way out of a toxic relationship,
mm-hmm.
but...
Can't control her anger.
can't control her anger, but she can rap. She's a really good mom.
But that's like very relatable.
She's a good mom, a good friend, and she looks great. And she's funny. And makes funny
Instagrams. I love her.
I love Drita. We should get her on the pod.
Honestly, we should. She's everything. Like, this blew me away.
Yeah, we should really. I'm going to message her.
Please.
Big Ange calls the feds. Renee gets lunch with Carla, the girl called Carla at the diner. I'm like, snooze.
Yeah, she wants her to come to the spa opening. And Carla's like, And then that's basically it.
Big Ange meets with Ramona, and she calls the feds the creeps.
She goes, Ramona tells her about how all her jewelry got taken by the feds, blah, blah, blah. And Ange goes, this is how the feds play. They make everything such a problem. They're creeps.
Ramona and Ange, all they do is talk about being anti-government and basically like being like full-on Waco style.
Was Ramona at the February 6th insurrection? Eyes on Ramona, January 6th.
February 6th?
Was it February?
No, Jan 6th.
Yeah, it was January.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You said February 6th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said January. Are you sure?
Yes!
I'm going back. Rewind the audio to see if I actually said February 6th, because I did not believe Carrie, but it was true.
Apologize.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I'm not sorry.
But I do like
it's
the idea.
January 6th.
I do like the idea of another insurrection.
She was a month late. And
no, I think the other insurrection, the lesser known, is the Staten Island mob.
They just got together.
They got together.
They got together to say, fuck the feds.
They got together for a spaghetti dinner, beef and beer benefit in a firehouse. And they all said, fuck the feds. And they went out and they took to the streets. They took to one block.
They took to the backyard of one of their townhouses. And they said, hey, we fucking hate the government. What have they ever done for us?
They go, fongu.
Yeah,
whatever.
Fongu.
And then they threw bottles of wine against
like a cop station, police station. That was the February 6th insurrection. It was a low-key event.
It was a low-key, but they made their points. They went down to the
points
upstep.
Were made.
They went down to the Knights of Columbus. They stormed the Knights of Columbus of Staten Island. Hey, the feds!
But like, truly eyes on Ramona, January 6th.
Yeah.
Where was she?
Where was she?
Where was she, though?
Renee and Carla get drinks outside. I'm like, they go, God, the weather's so good. I'm like, what the fuck? Is it spring now?
Can't tell. Never will tell.
I'm a truther.
They just cut scenes together from every which way.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. I was coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So Drita's officially cast in the French Montana video. She got like the news and she's on fucking cloud nine because she's got this acting gig. She's rapping. Lee's coming back to Brooklyn.
And the women, to their credit, the women are legit happy for her.
Yeah, like, these are true friend vibes.
Renee's like, this is, and total earnest goes, this is all you've ever wanted. I'm so happy for you. And I was like, oh my God.
It's great to see. But they also, Renee is team Drita getting back together with Lee. She goes, he cheated, so what? And it's like classic Renee to say that.
She's also obsessed with Drita and Karen making up.
Mm-hmm.
And Drita's like, I don't want to talk to this fucking person.
Yeah. And both, and they both basically are like, you're going to get back with Lee when he gets back to Brooklyn. And she's like, I don't know. But she's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Karina visits Luminique and she just looks really uncomfortable.
I'm darked out for Karina.
She's like, why do I have to leave? She grew up in Arizona.
I hate this for her. Being 12 years old and having to leave your entire family because your mom wants to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
And like is making it. Even when she was explaining it, I was just like, oh my God. Like the lack of self-awareness on Karen's part is so cringe because she's like, I'm making a life for us. And like, I want to maybe, she's like, I'm going to do things like send you to college and get you a car. Like, okay, you're A, now just trying to bribe her and with like material things, which is a classic parent move for some people. But like, I see right through that. And then she's like, sometimes you just have to be the adult in the situation and put your foot down. And I was like, no, you've made a choice to pursue this life and your dreams. But just because you want this and also miss your daughter doesn't mean that you get to like just pull her out of her life and disrupt her whole routine so that you can see her every once in a while.
She should just let her live in I keep trying to say Australia, let her live in Arizona.
But is she still with her baby daddy?
No.
She's with another guy. That guy that later comes is just her boyfriend. Well, wouldn't she have joint custody with the baby daddy?
Yeah.
Remarried. Karina would go like back and forth.
Yeah. Which is like a lot.
Which is a lot, but like fine. Like if she spent summers in New York, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I also think you just got to let your kid. I mean, I also don't know. I'm fucking single and have a dog, so I can't really speak to like dragging your kids everywhere. But even Tony, I leave at home on tour. I leave him with someone else.
Yeah. Drita arrives on set for the French Montana video, and I just live for her. She's not pretending to be chill. She's like, this is fucking crazy. I'm so excited. The director of the video's name is Spiff.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Drita get into the van with French and peel off, and she literally goes like 90 miles per hour down the Staten Island street.
She's a good actor. She's like exactly what you want in this kind of situation, is someone that's happy to be there, excited, will like
shows
get into
time,
the role,
does her
and
own
do whatever you want her to do and do it with a smile on her face and do it well. Like she's a dream.
Or a scowl.
Yeah.
She does her own makeup, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But she peels off and she says French turned to her and said, hey, slow down.
I'm obsessed with her. She's just a great vibe.
So the night of Luminique's opening, Ramona, as we said, forgot to get the laser set. Like the job that Karen literally pitched them over barrels of wine at a Home Depot warehouse, she didn't do.
No.
And Ramona walked in and the doctor's like, hey, everything's set up on our end, but you didn't set up the lasers, which is like the whole
She says, okay, let me check on that. And then immediately blames Ramona, which I'm like, okay, it's actually your fault, Karen. You can't just ask a friend to like do something. Like,
yeah,
you, it's,
she's not an expert in laser technology.
No. And if you want something done, you have to do it yourself.
Ramona is also kind of just like, sorry.
She's like, ah, well, at least we know that they are, at least they'll know we offer the services. And then Karen goes into attitude mode. Renee comes marching in and Karen's like, so where are the gift bags? And then Renee's like, we couldn't decide. So, and she's like, oh, we couldn't decide. We couldn't decide in the gift bags. So there's no gift bags and no laser. I'm like, you literally are turning on the people that you asked to do a favor. And like, they probably didn't even know what the fuck you were talking about.
Renee marches in and then she says that to her. And then Renee literally turns around and goes right back out. And then appears 10 minutes later with like shitty gift bags from like Walgreens, which I'm just obsessed with.
She goes, and there you have it. The gift bags. She goes, I do what I do. I was like, this is, I would never go to this spa.
Queen of the bare minimum. Queen of Dwayne Reed. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, it's, she literally, but I love, she didn't even, like, her face didn't falter. She went, okay, and walked out.
That, like, I like that attitude. Ramona's attitude would piss me off, where it's like, okay, like, I wouldn't also trust Ramona to do anything for me. No. Because she seems like a kind of person that has always just had stuff done for her. And you can't trust those types of people to, like, do anything you really want them to do.
And she's also, she's just spending all her time yelling about the government.
Yeah, she's a little too obsessed with the government.
She's planning the February 6th insurrection at the Knights of Columbus.
The neighborhood insurrection.
That happened in 2013.
Be there, be square, she says.
Anyway, Renee asked Karen to meet with Drita.
Yeah. Renee, for the Luminique opens and Renee is the first person in the chair getting Restylane. I love that. And she's getting it.
She worked hard.
Yeah. I mean, she worked hard and didn't make any excuses. I was like, you're a baller for that.
I just loved her. Oh, okay.
Because you would think that Renee would be like a fighter, have like conflict about that, but no, she's like pretty much just like goes and gets it done.
But she was, I think she in that moment was like, ah, yes, I forgot. she literally, it was like, I've been there before where you're like, oh, yes, I literally just forgot. And then she immediately takes up, God, I loved that moment.
Yeah, she got it done. I do what I do. So she treats herself to some new cheeks and she goes, see, this is what I call instant gratification. And I was like,
therein lies.
It. Yeah.
She also says, when she asks Karen to meet with Drita, Karen goes, you know, I'm considering it because if vice versa, I'd be asking Renee the same.
Yeah, Karen and Drita are now open to having a conversation. So things are moving forward.
Karen, you're obsessed with Drita.
Ange comes strolling into Luminique and she goes, I want it all. I was like, you just had. I love her like addiction to filler.
I know.
I really relate to, like, related to all of this. Because like when your filler starts to like go away and then you're just a fucking hag in the mirror and then you're just like, I need the instant gratification of a literal, it's like putting on an Instagram filter but injecting that into your face. Like, I stand with Ange eternally and I stand with Renee.
I'm taking that energy and I'm also taking the energy of Renee just immediately walking right out. I'm taking
back with like the shittiest skip bugs, but at least they're, I wasn't even that mad. I was like, okay, she went to Dwayne Reed, but like at least she just did it and like didn't give me any grief about it.
I do what I do.
She was proud. I was like, okay, go off, queen. Like, yes! I asked and you did it, so that's the most important thing. I have a grudge against Ramona because the one thing I fucking hate is like people that don't do something and then just have an excuse and then it's fine that for them that they didn't do it. And you're like, wait, no.
They asked Rita to rap, to film a...
Her verse. Chic.
Really? She looks amazing.
Her dreams are literally coming true.
How would Lee feel about this?
Oh, he would hate it. But she's got to do her.
She
like,
does.
This is what... This is truly... So what makes me so sad about this show is seeing these women go through the same pattern with the men in their lives over and over again. But it also makes me sad to see the moment that she decided, like, I'm done with Lee and we're over, so many doors opened up for her and, like, way more opportunities arose and her life kind of, like, flowered in front of her. So it's just sad to know that they, like, kind of got back together after he got out or whatever. And, like, I understand it, but at the same time, I'm just, like, this lifestyle is so tragic.
It is.
For these women and their relationships with the men that they love.
The proof is in the pudding.
Hey, February 6th, be there, be square.
Karen has dinner with her cousin Rena, and I'm like, okay, is this her actual cousin? Like,
everyone's okay. A cousin.
There are people, much like my theory of the family friend person, there are people that you grow up with who are like, oh, they're like my cousins.
Yeah.
They say that about everyone, and you're like, well, who aren't your fucking cousins?
That's very also strikes me as Italian-American thing to do.
But I remember growing
or
up
or like
being
a New York
Jersey.
A New York Jersey thing.
And maybe it is. But I remember growing up being like, someone would be like, oh, they're like my cousins. And I'd be like, oh, really? They're like your cousins? I don't fucking believe you. Because they have actual cousins.
You know what I'm saying. Your family friends thing did resonate with listeners. Like, I remember seeing comments where they were like, totally.
But just, it's just like, it's like these people that are just like, oh, we just, I'm just like, they're like my cousin. And Karen is so that person.
Well, I think also in that, in Italian culture like that, it's like cousin Rena, cousin Ramona, like everyone.
Tell
your
me,
cousin,
listeners, weigh in.
You're all in,
you
you're
know
a
what
crime
I'm talking
family.
About.
You're related
by blood
via a life of crime.
And not the, not that kind of blood.
Yeah. Like,
murder. Serial killer.
The stolen valor.
Stolen cousin valor.
Stolen cousin valor is where you draw the line. This is a developing story, I think, that we'll learn more about. I'm interested in just tracking cousin, family, friend, gate, and getting to the bottom of where this anger, resentment,
it's
frustration
not
comes from. Well, I think that's a little angry.
It's not anger. It's just, I just, I'm always like, I see right through.
Yeah. The closeness?
No, it's just, it's an annoying thing of people who are like, they have to be like, I know everyone. Like, we're close with everyone in town. Like, that kind of thing.
So they're
small town shit.
Small town, and they have family friends, and then people they're so close to that they have cousin. They would say they're like my cousin. But I continue to have no cousins to speak of.
Listen,
so I do have some. They're just in different areas and
different places.
No connections really on the East Coast, except
you,
for a few not familial.
What I think I'm getting from you and my when as I therapize you is that you long for East Coast vibes. So maybe you're fascinated by my cousins, my East Coastness.
I don't think that your cousin drama has anything specifically to do
with the
East Coast thing.
That I'm saying one goes with the other. You're an East Coast head. So it, for you, it's interesting to talk about like people's connections to the East Coast because of like The Sopranos.
I like family connections, and I like when people get fired up about something that's seemingly like mundane, but it leads me to believe that there's a lodge issue at play doll, and I want to check that out.
I'm not saying your East Coast love is because of my family.
No, I know, but I'm saying that it's your my interest in your family is separate from my interest in East Coast.
You're trying to get to the root
I
of
love
some,
both.
You're trying
but
to get to
separate.
The you're trying to get to the root of some gay underlying like gay rage.
Yeah,
Velvet Rage, baby.
I love gay rage.
Small and town
I,
gay.
This podcast explores gay rage.
This podcast.
So stay tuned.
This podcast is about an area gay.
And let us know. Small
let
town
know.
Gay. Small town gay. He's just a small town gay.
Yeah, let us know right in.
Right in.
And buy tickets to our show.
Come to our shows, please.
Please.
June 2nd at the Bluebird Theater, Colorado, Denver. Ever heard of it? The Mile High City.
Colorado, Denver.
June
4th.
4th.
At the...
Is it June 4th?
Yeah.
June 4th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Cedar Cultural Center.
Detroit Majestic.
June 5th. Wow.
And then Philly, June 7th at the...
June 7th. That show's selling out. There's literally maybe 10 tickets left, so you better get on it, doll, or else you're going to miss it. And then also you're going to want to see old Cousin O'Donnell over here. take the stage in Finley.
In my hometown.
Yeah. And it'll be fun.
Bye.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.